This is St. Louis Public Radio. When chickens at commercial egg farms reach about 2 years of age, their egg production starts to drop, and typically, those spent hens are killed shortly after. But St. Louis resident Erica Camp is on a mission to save them and show that spent hens can still be great companions. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen brings us the story behind Camp's organization, Second Hend, and why she's committed to giving spent hens new homes.
It's a special day for the kids at the Autism and Behavioral Spectrum School in Baldwin, Missouri, because of two small feathery visitors.
We're going to get ready to take the chickens out so you guys can play with them and pet them. And if you want, you can even try and hold them.
Erica Camp, a woman with purple-streaked black hair, unzips a stroller to take out a plump, white chicken named Joe. The kids crowd around Joe and another chicken named Arya.
It is so soft.
Do you feel like now? Oh, over here is soft.
The school visit is just one of several outreach efforts for Camp's organization, Second Hend. Since last summer, the group has been helping people adopt spent hens like Joe that commercial farms don't want anymore. Camp's mission is to show people that chickens are more than just poultry. She loved playing with chickens when she was a kid.
I grew up on a farm. Those were the animals that I connected with.
After spending years moving around for her military career, she and her family settled down in St. Louis, and she tried unsuccessfully to raise baby chicks. They either grew up to be roosters, which aren't allowed in the city, or they died.
I had started thinking, well, what if I rescued some chickens? So you knew that they were female, and they had gotten past that kind of vulnerable stage where bad things can happen.
She found organizations online that save spent hens, but none near St. Louis. So Camp started searching for egg producers in Missouri who would give her chickens. Farmers either ignored or rejected her, so she decided to apply for official nonprofit status. Second Hend became an official organization in March 2018.
I don't think everyone in that industry is a bad person. You know, I don't like what happens, but it's something that's so much bigger than me, and it's been happening for so long. There's nothing I can do to change that. But if I can instead find a way in to earn their respect and to get them to listen to my ideas, small changes can start to happen.
A few months later, a farmer finally agreed to give her first batch of 40 chickens. And in the years since, she's saved 180 hens. Two of them live in the backyard of Kitchen House Coffee's location in Tower Grove East. Shop owner Paul Whitsitt adopted two hens last spring, which he named Cream and Sugar.
You see the big floppy combs on their heads? So Erica had warned us about that. I think that comes from having lived the first part of their lives in a very hot, humid environment.
Whitsitt says Cream and Sugar's combs probably overgrew to help them cool off at their former farm. But he says they look healthier and they're getting along well with their coop mates, Cardamom and Tarragon.
You know, I don't know if it's true, but I just feel like the two hens that were already here just sensed that these girls had been through a lot.
Camp says it's rewarding to see the chickens adjust to life after the farm.
They get to feel sun for the first time. They get to feel grass. They can stretch their wings. They can, you know, sunbathe and do all that actual chicken stuff.
Being around them has also helped her get through tough moments in her life.
I am a disabled veteran, and my big three are PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And ever since having my chickens, like, they are the thing that keeps me calm. If I'm having a bad day or I'm upset or things are just not going right and I'm just frustrated, I need to get outside and to be able to spend some time with my chickens.
By taking care of hens after their time at the farm, Camp hopes people will see that the chickens can help people heal from their troubles too. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.